hit the jackpot.
That jabroni you have sitting in your studio.
Ow.
Is this jabroni's name?
Jabroni of the week.
Number one, dishonorable mention, Mitch, for not picking up the phone the other day. And number two, dishonorable mention, Tyler Dreiling for forcing Mitch and Corey to do an entire WrestleMania show on Friday.
That was wild.
I would like... How did it go?
I thought it went fine.
I was in the hospital earlier that morning. Just want to clarify that. But I do apologize. I did not expect the medication they gave me for my pain to wipe me out the same way it did. I woke up at 5 p.m. and I absolutely freaked out because I thought I was getting fired. But I'm still here today.
I'm just messing with you, man. It's happened to all of us. Back in the day when I used to have to do Saturday morning sports.
Oh, boy.
I remember one time sleeping through my alarm until like 7:30 and there were like 10 calls from Rob Velker.
It's a horrible feeling.
I think probably Tom Mahoney was still doing Saturday mornings back then. Like, yeah, oh, yeah, it's the worst feeling in the world. Like, your stomach drops, and, yeah, it's all good.
All right, well, we'll go with the real first dishonorable mention here. Cardinals' Stephen Piscotty, during last night's Cubs-Cardinals game, he was hit by baseball three times. He was hit in his at-bat on the elbow. He was hit on the other elbow, stealing second, and then he was hit in the head on a relay throw to home. But he scored.
Oof.
But
that was scored. The video that I was
I pulled up earlier.
The
one that I did not see was him getting hit in the head by the relay throw.
Yeah, and now he's going through concussion protocol too, I think, as a result. So.
That's like was it Ken Harvey that got hit by a relay throw?
Ken Harvey fell over the tarp.
Yeah, but I swear he also got hit by a relay throw coming home.
I think he did.
I think that happened.
Yep.
All right, next dishonorable mention, UConn women's basketball. Winning streak, no longer a thing. After 111 games, they lost to a 2-seed, Mississippi State, 66-64, in overtime on a buzzer beater.
You want to know what we could do if we were doing hot take sports radio? Would you rather have the UConn win or a national championship?
Well, see, I was going to ask Mitch that. Which one do you think is more significant, winning the national championship or being the team that knocked off UConn? Because if you're Mississippi State, that has to be at least a nice consolation prize.
It's hard for me. It's hard for me not to lean towards beating UConn.
Really?
Yeah.
That would have been the first national title in school history for Mississippi State if they would have won it.
I guess the way I look at it is what's going to be remembered by more people.
Because that shot was epic.
Is beating UConn, yes.
Shortest play on the floor.
Yeah. How about just, you know, if you're talking about especially the individual player, and I forgive me, I'm forgetting her name.
Morgan Williams.
Yeah, there you go. So if you're her, then having that shot, that moment with the win over UConn, I think you might rather have that than just winning a national championship. That was just a plain
That was the best moment of March Madness in either tournament.
Yeah, probably so.
All right, next dishonorable mention. I did not watch the game, but apparently the officiating crew in the national title game was pretty bad.
Not great, Bob. I mean, that's how I would.
But it was not. John Higgins was not a part of the crew for the championship game.
Yeah, so it tells you something. He's even worse than the guys that weren't very good.
Oh. Okay. So who is then the jabroni there? John Cena for proposing.
No, it was close. It was close. Didn't make it this time around.
Roman Reigns for getting booed.
Not Roman. He took the heat like a champ. And he delivered probably the biggest, they call it now, pipe bombs when you. You know, just deliver something great on the microphone. No, I got to go with golfer Lexi Thompson. Probably never heard of her, but she's on the LPGA.
Oh, yeah.
Two-stroke lead going to the final round of the LPGA Major Championship of the Year. Things went a little bit wrong as she's putting on the 12th hole. The Golf Channel commentators begin talking about a rules infraction that had recently been brought up to their attention, but it happened in the third round. On the 17th hole on Saturday, video shows Thompson marking her ball before attempting a short putt. But in the replay, you can see that she did not place her coin on the ground before picking up the ball, but then when she put the ball back down, the coin was on the ground.
No, that's not what happened. She put
the coin in this report.
She put the coin down and then placed the ball down in a slightly different spot than it was before.
Okay.
It was like an inch away from where the ball previously was.
But nonetheless, we're getting to the same conclusion that she made a big mistake, and she had to take a two-stroke penalty for that, but she also had to take another two-stroke penalty for signing the incorrect scorecard after the third round.
As a result of that penalty, yes.
So she
And this was all pointed out by somebody watching it.
Yes,
home, right?
This is the biggest part of this. It was a TV viewer called into the LPGA and said, look, you've got to do something about this. And now there's a lot of debate going on about if that should be allowed. I'm actually hoping to ask a golf expert for tomorrow's show about this if we get a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, hopefully. I think we can go ahead and put that out there. We're planning on having Jim Colbert tomorrow, so hopefully we'll get that. Are you making, just so we can be clear here, are you making the golfer the jabroni of the week, or
yes,
are you making the viewer that turned her in jabroni
Lexi
of the week?
Lexi Thompson,
you're
is
the
jabroni
worst
of the week.
Because to me, snitches get stitches, man.
That's right.
That's the jabroni of the week.
He didn't get a 4-stroke penalty.
You know, a time-honored tradition, not only the Masters, but me disagreeing with Mitch's jabroni of the week. A time-honored tradition here on the show. Thanks for listening today. It's been fun. You can check the podcast page, newsradiokman.com, the on-demand tab. We will see you tomorrow on the game.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.